Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this week's show, we've got songs about rugs, pictures, rainbows, and we'll have the answer to last week's trivia question. But first, the day after tomorrow, September 26th, is what would have been Ted Weems' 99th birthday. Here's Ted Weems and his orchestra in 1928.
Thank you.
Dusty Rhodes vocalizing on Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, Ted Weems and his orchestra in 1926. And before that, from the Broadway show Hold Everything with Burt Lahr, You're the Cream in My Coffee, written by Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. Parker Gibbs with Ted Weems and his orchestra. Recorded on October 19, 1928. There were 413 performances of Hold Everything at the Broadhurst Theater in 1928. The Broadhurst is at 235 West 44th Street in New York. It has 1,186 seats, and it opened in 1917 for playwright George Broadhurst. Last week, September 19th in 1876, Melvin R. Bissell of Grand Rapids, Michigan, patented the carpet sweeper. In 1883, the first Bissell manufacturing plant was built in Grand Rapids, and following Melville Bissell's untimely death in 1889, his wife Anna stepped in and confidently took control of the company, becoming America's first female corporate CEO. So here, in honor of Mr. Bissell's sweeper, are a couple of rug songs. Thank you. Rugcutter Swing, Fletcher Henderson in the orchestra with his own composition. Rugcutter's Swing was arranged by Fletcher's brother Horace Henderson, who also did arrangements for Benny Goodman, Earl Hines, Tommy Dorsey, Charlie Barnett, and for his own band. Rugcutter's Swing was recorded September 25, 1934, and will have its 66th birthday tomorrow. And before that, Persian Rug, and no, that wasn't Bob Salisbury on the page in the Casino Theater. It was the Louisiana Sugar Babes, recording in Camden, New Jersey, for the Victor label on March 28, 1928. And, of course, that was Fats Waller on the keyboard, Jabbo Smith on the cornet, James P. Johnson on piano, and Garvin Bushell on clarinet, alto, sax, and bassoon on Persian Rug. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sundays at 6 on KISL. I'm Glenn Robison. We'll be back in a flash, and we'll have the answer to last week's contest question right after this. Last week on September 21st in 1930, Johannes Ostermeyer of Athigenberg, Germany, patented the flash bulb. So here's a medley of tunes performed by Ronnie Monroe and his dance orchestra called Electric Flashes of 1926.
Understand me, oh, what hard luck stories may all hand me. make my bed, light the light. I'll arrive late for night. Blackbird, bye-bye. Now you wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy.
I found the world is full of fun for me. Happy as the breeze that sings a song among the trees and keeps its sweetest melodies for me. For I've left all my troubles behind me. They will find me if I smile. Life's too short to be tearful. Let's be cheerful for a while. Only just begun to put my troubles on the run. But from now on, this little one is brighter than the sun.
Johannes Ostermeyer's flash bulbs probably weren't brighter than the sun, but that song was Brighter Than the Sun, Sam Brown with Bert Ambrose and his orchestra from January 24th, 1933. And before that, both sides of a Parlophone disc recorded in November of 1926, Ronnie Monroe and his dance orchestra and Electric Flashes of 1926. The vocalists were Eddie Collis and Scott and Weldon. Last week, we had a little trivia quiz in connection with the anniversary of the Lassie TV series. The question was, in the original Lassie series from 1954 to 1957 on CBS, what was the real name of Jeff Miller's pal who went by the nickname of Porky? Well, Porky's real character name was Sylvester Brockway. The actor was listed as Donald Keller, or Keeler, depending on your reference source. And according to the Internet Movie Database, Donald Keeler's real name is Joey Vieira, and he was the pizza guy in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He also appeared in an episode of Married with Children, and most recently was in the Mel Gibson film The Patriot. And where else could you possibly get such vital information as that except right here on Rapidly Rotating Records? I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL. If you have a request or a comment about the show, or would just like to say hey, you can do so in a number of different ways. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at 909-641-0805, area code 909-641-0805. I'm probably setting myself up for a fall here, but I'll invite you to call and give me a challenge. Over the past few weeks of the show, we've played sets of records about hot dogs, Hawaii, hello, goodbye, bells, and so on. So call up and give me a theme, and I'll see what I can come up with. 909-641-0805. Well, we started off this segment with flashbulbs, and of course you use flashbulbs when taking pictures, so here's another picture song, Richard Himber and You Oughta Be in Pictures.
Thank you. You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation. With wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Joey Nash taking the vocal on You Oughta Be In Pictures, Richard Himber and his orchestra. The Himber Band played primarily in the Swank Hotel District of New York's Central Park South area. The band had an act called the Parade of Bands, where the orchestra would instantly imitate the playing and theme song of any band called out by the audience. We'll be back with more from Ted Weems in the next segment of the show, right after this. Last week, September 19th, marked the release in 1928 of Al Jolson's second feature film. It was titled The Singing Fool, and it held the record as the largest-grossing motion picture for over a decade until Gone with the Wind. In the movie, Jolson plays an entertainer-songwriter whose marriage dissolves. The one thing he loves most in his life, his son, is taken from him by his former wife. He doesn't see the boy for some time until he gets a call from his ex-spouse at the hospital where their son is dying. It is here that he gives an incredibly emotional performance of Sonny Boy. Here's Al Jolson.
Climb up on my knee, Sonny Boy. Though you're only three, Sonny Boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, Sonny Boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny Boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny Boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear. For I love you so, Sonny Boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray sky. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends, may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. Why, you made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, and they took you because they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too. So
Al Jolson and Sonny Boy, the first million-selling record. Al Jolson sang another song in The Singing Fool called There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder. And we're going to play the McKinney's Cotton Pickers version of that right now. Wilborn vocalizing on There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder was sung by Al Jolson in The Singing Fool, his second feature film. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison, here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. Ted Weems' band was a Midwest favorite all during the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. In 1929, they gained national recognition with their hit novelty song, Piccolo Pete. The band worked vaudeville and ballroom venues, but were best known for their work on network radio shows, such as Fibber McGee and Molly, James Melton, and Jack Benny. Among the band's vocalists were Marilyn Maxwell, Perry Como, Art Jarrett, and Red Engel. Here are two more from Ted Weems.
Thank you.
Ted Weems and his orchestra, Too Many Eyes, and before that, Miss Annabel Lee. We'll have a couple more rainbow songs when we return right after this. We heard There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder a while ago. Here are a couple more rainbow songs. Look, there's Paul Whiteman, and he's sitting on a rainbow.
Thank you.
the Kansas City virtuoso Edith Ruth Baker and Where's That Rainbow? A talented but now unfortunately obscure classically trained pianist, Edith Baker moved to New York City in late 1919, and during the following 6 years made a series of piano roles for the Aeolian Company that ranged from ragtime to melodic pop tunes of the day, such as Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and Sweet Man. Baker performed in vaudeville and with the Ziegfeld Frolics and was featured on Broadway in musical comedies. In 1927, she moved to England, where she appeared in a revue and recorded 22 sides during 1927 and between 1931 and 1933. After World War II, Edith Baker returned to the U.S., where she taught piano in Wurstboro, New York. And before Edith Baker, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from June 9, 1930, and Sitting on a Rainbow. Frankie Trumbauer played C Melody sax and bassoon, and the vocal was by the King's Jesters. The King's Jesters were John Ravencroft, George Howard, and Francis Burton. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with your host, Glenn Robison. We're going to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with two more by Ted Weems. Parker Gibbs performs the vocal on both of these songs, starting off with My Troubles Are Over. Thank you.
almost as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul. She's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, this thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. What a day, hold that rice. Come on, Parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me.
June of 1929, we heard What a Day, and from the year before, My Troubles Are Over, Parker Gibbs with Ted Weems and his orchestra. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll tune in again next Sunday evening at 6. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. And as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.